church?
Morning.
The rain slacked off a little bit, hasn't it? But it's coming. Lord knows it's dry around here in Deep Run. We'll thank him for it. Good to see y'all this morning. We're excited about what God's going to do. Before we get started, let's look at a few announcements. You see they're listed in the bulletin Monday, 9 to 12. The latest auxiliary equip project to help or support the veterans. Everyone is invited to participate in that. Christmas caroling has been canceled for today because it looks like some really bad weather is going to be coming in here for long. So we're looking for next Sunday. Same time, same place. Okay? All right. One set of money is due to Selena by the 13th. That's this week. Bible study is December the 14th. It's Thursdays at 10 o'clock. Remember, Friday the 15th of December at 5 p.m. until the luminary service in Deep Run. If you want to participate, you can see Joella, and she'll get you hooked right up. Ladies Auxiliary Christmas Program, December the 18th. That's Monday, December the 18th at 7. The deacons meet the 19th at 7, Tuesday, and Christmas Eve service Sunday, December 24th at 6 p.m. Does anyone have any announcements? Thank you. All right, if not, stand, take your bulletin, let's read. Rejoice in the Lord always.
I will say it again, rejoice.
Let your gentleness be evident to all.
The Lord is near.
We rejoice in the hope of Christ's coming.
Let us worship God.
God, we're excited that we are able to be here today. We know your work all around us, and we know you're present today. And we rejoice in the fact that you're near, very near, to speak to us as only you can do, and move us in the direction of your will, and help us to be your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's all turn to
8:13.
We're going to sing our call to worship together. Glory be to the Father.
May the light from this candle overwhelm the world.
May the light from this candle say to all that God's peace is coming on earth as it already is in heaven.
Friends, be not afraid. God's peace is at hand.
Let's turn to 244 in our hymnals. We're going to stand and sing both verses of Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus.
and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge but what his eyes see, or decide but what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the ass, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. New Testament, from Romans chapter 14, 15. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Jesus Christ, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, and again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the people praise him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall have hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace to believe, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of God for the people.
Thanks be to God.
Take time to confess our sins to the Lord and pray for them and seek God's counsel.
Thank you.
many unspoken needs in our community, and we give those to you too. We just look to you today as our source of strength and hope. Help you to guide us by your will, that we can be the people of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's turn to 251, stands in verses 1, 2, 4, by the hand of God, we're not here.
Son's love and forgiveness of our sins, Lord. Now as we return a portion of the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, we ask that you keep it for your service and for thy glory. Bless the gift, bless the giver. In your most heavenly precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. set up and it's going to take to do this way. I'm taking her tape. They can't wrap presents without tape.
Thank you. heard outside this room is carols in song. I love to hear the carol song. I listen all day long.
There is one more important thing we want to emphasize. The Bible tells about the garden. It's right before our eyes.
Thank you.
I know people like that. But we're thankful we can come and believe in Jesus and celebrate his coming to earth to meet our greatest need. And if you would, please have a seat just a minute. Church, we have a request from Greg Smith and his family. Most of you probably know Greg received a doctor report. That's not good. He very well could have brain cancer. And, you know, here we are in the holiday and we find ourselves in this circumstance. But we need to be reminded that even though the circumstances change, God does it. And his word does it. And we're all in this together. Greg's a part of us and we're a part of him. We're one body.
Amen.
And Christ is the head.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to pray here. And this is biblical. And I want to read a verse of scripture and just say a few things about it before we pray, okay? Anyone among you sick, then call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. We don't know what lies ahead, but we know that God is speaking to us in this, as a church family. And I believe God's going to do something that only God can do. I don't know what it is, but God's going to reveal it to us, and he's going to see us through it. Notice what he says here, that call to the elders to pray. And the elders are just simply spiritual leaders of the church. Greg has done that. He's exercised faith and believing what the Bible tells us. And we have a need that's bigger than we are. A God-sized need. We see God through the church. And that's a very powerful thing. And we're talking about the oil here. Not that it has some kind of magical powers, but it is... It's really secondary in the passage. The primary thing is dependence on God. It is the prayer of faith that we, God's children, offer. So, anointing with oil is just simply a physical act of expressing a spiritual truth. Spiritual truth is we belong to God. We're committing ourselves to God. And we're trusting God to care for us. And we're trusting him to do God-sized things. Man can do great things with medicine. Man can nurse one another back to health. There's some things only God can do. And that's what we want to focus on this morning. We want to be God-centered in this. And pray another prayer like we've never before on behalf of our brother. So great if you come and you thank you. I'm going to ask the spiritual leaders of the church to come and gather around them. And those of you in the congregation, if you'd like to come, just come. We're going to pray for our brother. I'm going to anoint you with this oil in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you feel this oil, may you feel the presence of God's Holy Spirit ministering to your need. We're going to pray. If any of you would like to pray, just go right ahead. Someone would like to say a prayer. You just offer that prayer.
and then when we finish, I'll close.
Dear Father, as I've been praying for the last 2 days, please wrap your arms around Greg and his family. This is, we all don't, none of us know what's going on, but we know you do. We're just going to trust you to be with Greg and with Joseph. Do some God's eyes. Because you know what you're doing, and we just trust you, God. You put it all in your hands.
Father, we come to you on bended knee, asking for your blessings on Greg. We pray that you will be with those who are giving him medical attention and guide them every step of the way. We pray that you will grant him healing and help. And let him know that we all love him very much.
Father, there's hands placed upon him, Father, that you said has the desire to live for you like no other. We're asking you to clean it up, Father, now. We're asking you to minister and clean up what has been given, that it'll not be found. Clean it, Father. You have the power. I know you have the power. I believe that you have the power. And I'm going to live the rest of my life, Father. And Greg will, too. We've been sent here for this community, Father, to show the love, the power, and the strength that you have. Heal him, Father. Put him back like he was. I ask all this, Father, in your holy name.
Father, we do ask our blessings upon Greg and upon his family. We know that you are the great healer. If it can be your will, we ask for the healing powers to be upon him. And to heal the hurting hearts this time of year. We ask all things in your name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that you come and bring your Holy Spirit on Greg Smith, right here, Lord, your servant. Greg Smith, his brothers and sisters are here with him, Lord. We're praying for a healing for him, Lord. We're praying for it now. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Lord, I believe in miracles. You created all this world. You created us. You caused a virgin to conceive. I believe that you have the power to take care of this problem, which is, I pray, your name.
Father, you said where two or three is gathered in your name, that you would be in here. God, I believe in this today, Lord. Pray for me.
Lord, you promised if we ask you to give them the answer to your healing to Greg.
Jesus, you said that I use praise to be our
Lord.
And we claim that miracle to the
Lord. Yes.
We give all the praise and all the glory.
God, we thank you that through what you did on through your son Jesus on the cross, that we can see, that we can have faith in you, and we can trust you.
and just as you knit Mr. Gray together in his mother's womb, we know that you have fearfully and wonderfully made him, and so we know that you have him in your hand. Lord, we pray that you would heal him, if it is your will. Lord, we pray not just for his healing, but also that you would come around his family, that you would uphold them and strengthen them, and that we would be quick to love on them as a community, that we would seek to serve them, can point them to scripture, and yeah, just want to love on them during this time. God, we pray that your spirit would speak through us to encourage them and uplift them. And Lord, we do pray very boldly just for ultimate healing.
God, Father, the giver of righteousness, we ask that you restore this righteous man, Lord. Keep him in your arms so that he may continue to serve this community, this church, his family, and most importantly, you, Lord. Out of everyone in this church, he deserves it, Lord. Be with him. Be with his family. We love him. We know that you do, Lord. Please continue to bless him and restore this man. Anyone else? Father God, you told us to come with boldness when we come to the throne of grace to pray. And even if we don't know what to pray, when we utter mumblings, we have one who intercedes on our behalf, Jesus Christ, the Son. Take these prayers from your people and interceding on behalf of my brother Greg. And Lord, we're just asking you to do great things in our midst. Things that can only be explained by saying it was God.
Amen.
Do things of kingdom power that we can know you and trust you and understand that you love us. With a love that's unimaginable. You proved it in giving Christ Jesus, and we thank you for that. Bless Greg and his family. Uphold them with your almighty hand, and may your spirit give them comfort and peace and courage in the days ahead. In the moments of weakness, just reach down and hug them and pull them a little closer. And we're just going to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father, in this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sonia, would you pitch us off in Amazing Grace?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Continue praying for one another as we go into this Christmas season. I think God's going to do some great things. We'll be looking for his activity among us, his people. God's blessings be upon you.